Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our call. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is joining us on the phone lines from St. Paul, Minnesota, and he's going to be talking about key new programs to help farmers manage risk. Reporters, if you'd like to ask a question, let us know by pressing star 1 on your touch-tone pad. And now I turn it over to the Secretary. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Susan. Thanks very much for the opportunity to visit with everyone today. Today we take yet another step in the implementation of an historic and I think a very progressive farm bill. We've already announced, as everyone knows, a variety of reforms and implementation steps with crop insurance, the new dairy program, the regional conservation partnership program, the new research foundation, and many other steps have been taken. But today we announce we will begin making available the agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage modeling program and educational materials very, very soon. In fact, next Monday, we'll begin the process of implementing this new safety net program. I think it's a recognition that there's significant risk in farming, not just from weather-related circumstances, but also precipitous drops in crop prices. That's the reason why Congress has moved towards this agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage program. As everyone knows, we no longer have the direct payment program, and this ARC, the Agricultural Risk Coverage and Price Loss PLC coverage program, are essentially replacements for the direct payments. We've seen a substantial drop in some crop prices over the last 12 to 15 months, and it does, I think, underscore the challenges that farmers have as they are putting a substantial amount of money in the ground when they plant a crop with no guarantee that they will actually be able to harvest a crop by weather, or that they'll be able to get a price that is consistent with break-even or profit. That's why we have these programs. Several weeks ago, farmers received a letter from their local FSA office advising them of a one-time opportunity to reallocate their base acres and to take a look at their yield history and make any changes. This is a one-time opportunity during the course of the Farm Bill, and owners will be given this opportunity beginning September 29th. As everyone knows, these programs are decoupled from actual planning decisions. That's why the base acre and yield history becomes important. So folks will have the opportunity to reallocate base acres, not to increase them, but to reallocate them and also to take a look at their yield history. That may become important in terms of the decision that farmers will be making over the course of the next several months as they elect between the agricultural risk coverage program, which has an individual coverage program and a county program, and the price loss coverage program. Lots of different options and lots of different ways to match and mix these programs. So it's going to be important for folks to have the capacity to take a look at online tools that will allow them to work with numbers, to develop certain presumptions and assumptions about their operation and see what program, whether it's the individual ARC or county ARC or the PLC program, is best for their operation and provides the best degree of coverage. So that's why we contracted with the University of Missouri and its Food and Ag Policy Research Center, and Texas A&M and its Ag and Food Policy Center, and other universities across the country to put together several online tools that producers will be able to use, and they'll now be available to them to go online using any kind of device, an iPad, an iPhone, or computer, and be able to plug in information that's specific to their operation. They'll be able to use this tool to determine whether or not they need to reallocate or should reallocate their base acres, and to take a look at how that might impact the ultimate utilization of these programs. They'll be able to make a determination based on certain price estimates over the course of the Farm Bill, the impact of making an election for individual ARC or county ARC or the price loss coverage. These tools will be available at several websites. The general www.usda.gov website will allow folks to be able to ultimately get to the online tool, but they can also go on the web at fsa.usda.gov/arc PLC. That will get them specifically to the online tool. And it's fairly easy to use. And of course, this online tool will complement and supplement what will likely happen throughout the United States, where Farm Service offices, land grant universities, and extension offices will be providing information and assistance to producers as they make this one-time decision. The decision on reallocating base acres and the yield history adjustments will be made by owners. The decision and the election as to which of the safety net programs will be selected will require producers to be involved, and it will be a unanimous decision that will be required if there are multiple producers. And if there is no election, then the default position will be the PLC program. I'm in Minnesota today, in large part because of the extraordinarily good work of Colin Peterson and others who worked so hard on this farm bill. In Minnesota, the Farm Service Office and University of Minnesota and Extension Office will be working together to hold meetings for the professionals involved in farm management, crop insurance agents, and lenders. They've got six jointly held meetings scheduled. They're going to have 60 local meetings for producers probably sometime in late November after the harvest. There'll be webinars, and they're also going to have 18 programs on the new dairy program. Many options. Very important decision, and we hope that the folks will be able to utilize these online tools to make the very best decision for them. And as we've seen recently with crop prices coming down, these decisions may very well determine profitability for operations in the future.
All righty, Mr. Secretary, thank you. We do have callers on the line. Let's just jump into it. Let's go to Dave Pitt with the Associated Press. Dave.
Yes, Mr. Secretary, thanks for taking our calls today. So my question is the potential with the prices the way they are, that there may be payments for farmers through the PLC, but also through revenue protection crop insurance. And I guess, you know, one who's not a farmer may wonder, you know, if a farmer is going to be paid, you know, multiple ways through these programs, and whether there really will be the type of savings that you had anticipated through the new farm bill.
Well, first of all, I think it's important to point out that crop insurance is designed to protect against the vagaries of Mother Nature. And these programs that we're talking about today provide a little additional coverage above and beyond crop insurance. The reality is that these programs don't necessarily guarantee a profit for farmers. Farmers will, in many cases, have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in the ground planting a crop. So there's a significant risk. And if we don't have programs like ARC and PLC, and we don't have crop insurance, then the risk of farming may be so great that many, many people who are currently farming might get out of the business of farming. And I think we want to encourage people to stay in the business of farming. Our country is fortunate to be a food secure nation, in large part because we have extraordinary producers. We want to make sure that we keep people on the land. I think it's premature to determine exactly what's going to happen relative to prices and relative to whether or not there will be payments as a result of the 2014 year. It's just a little too early to tell that. But the reality is it's important to have these programs because we have seen situations where countries take actions which impact and affect prices. We have seen situations where obviously Mother Nature makes it difficult to produce a crop. And so I think it's very justified and very, very important to have these programs. And I think, frankly, this system is much more risk-based. It's much more of a partnership between the government and producers than the direct payment program was, where basically the government was paying regardless of whether or not the prices were good or not. It was pretty difficult to explain to folks why folks were getting checks from the government when prices were at $8 a bushel for corn. A little bit easier to explain when prices go below the cost of production, why we may need to provide help and assistance to folks to stay in business.
Up next, we have Catherine Boudreau with Bloomberg BNA, followed by Phil Brasher with Congressional Quarterly. Catherine.
Hi. Thanks for the call today. I'm just curious when producers will be able to sign up for ALC and or ARC and PLC, and just clarifying that today is about the web tools that are available to get producers prepared for making the decision.
Well, the first key date here is September 29th, because then folks will be able to make the election relative to reallocating their base acres and their yield history. We would expect and anticipate folks will take a little time, but they will be in a position to make this election this fall. I mean, they can make it immediately if they have the information. I think they're going to take a little time to work the numbers. This is a very important decision. It's a one-time decision that farmers have to make that's going to impact and affect them for the next number of years in this farm bill. As they work these tools, they're going to find that there are significant differences under certain scenarios between the individual and county ARC coverage and the PLC coverage. And these tools will also allow them to factor in the supplemental crop insurance option, which is available with the price loss coverage tool, safety net, program, but not the ARC program. So they're going to be there's a lot of complications here, and there are certain circumstances where they may have multiple farms, and they may want to make multiple decisions and different decisions from farm to farm. So I would anticipate and expect that folks will be taking a little time to learn about these programs, to use these tools, to go to the meetings that will be scheduled, to visit with their FSA officer. To read up on these programs before they ultimately make this decision. And if there are multiple producers, then obviously they have to agree between themselves, because this is not a situation where, you know, individual producers can make their own decision. If they're jointly producing, they've got to make a unanimous decision.
All righty. Up next, we have Phil Brasher from Congressional Quarterly, followed by Bill Thompson with Politico. Phil.
Yes, Ms. Secretary. With Eric Holder's announcement that he's leaving, you and Arne Duncan are the only two secretaries now that have been there since the beginning. And the Post is reporting that they're hearing that you may be next. Are you considering leaving? You've certainly got a lot of the major stuff, rules proposed so far, regulations proposed for the Farm Bill programs.
Well, first of all, let me say that it's, in my view, having worked with the Attorney General, I wish him nothing but the best, and certainly understand his decision. But obviously, the Department of Justice in the country has, in my view anyway, been well served by Eric Holder, and he's going to be missed in the cabinet. His voice and his counsel is important, and his department has certainly been helpful to us at USDA and dealing with litigation and resolving historic civil rights cases. So he's a friend, and I will miss him, and I'm sure the president will as well. I'm not quite sure where the Post gets its information. The only thing I can figure is they must be talking to my grandkids, who occasionally ask if I'm coming home to Iowa. But at this point in time, unless the president has different thoughts about this, I'm keeping the job I got because I'm not sure I can get another one.
Up next on the line, Mr. Secretary, we have Bill Thompson with Politico. Bill.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Mr. Secretary. I just want to nail something down. On September 29th, farmers may not be ready, but maybe some are. Technically, could they say, okay, I've made my decision and I want I want ARC for X amount of acres on my farm and PLC for the others? Or I mean, can they make that decision?
Yeah, they technically make the decision, but I would be very surprised if any of them are in a position to do that, Bill. I mean, just watching sort of a run through of the technology that's available, these are very complicated. It's a simple system to use on the computer, but there are a multitude of variations there that have to be considered, a multitude of price projections, and you have to be comfortable with what you think the future might very well be when you're making this decision. And you will see in working these programs that in some cases there can be tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars difference depending upon the circumstance. So I would anticipate and expect that folks will take quite a bit of time in making this decision. We wanted to make sure that they got it well in advance of early next year, when they would have to make the decision in order to get coverage. But we wanted to give them, as I think we promised when the Farm Bill was signed, that we would give them a number of months to be able to go to these meetings, to take a look at the online tool, to visit with their farm advisor, to take a look at what their banker has to say. I mean, this is a very, very important decision that they're going to make. And again, I think it underscores the partnership between the government and the farmer, which is, I think, one that a lot of folks better understand than the direct payment system that was criticized quite a bit.
Up next, we have Chris Clayton with DTN, followed by Jerry Hagstrom with the Hagstrom Report. Chris.
Good afternoon, Secretary. I've been reading over some of the materials on the ARC PLC rule, and I'm trying to understand the role a landlord will play in the election of the program. It says all producers must agree, but what does that mean for the, will the landlord have to sign off on the election of programs?
The owner basically has the sole right to make a determination about reallocating the base acres and on yields. But the owner, unless the owner is a producer, they're not involved in the election. Producers, only the people that are actually, you know, putting the crop in the ground. Now, if the landlord has a crop share arrangement, then they would be considered to be a producer. But if they're getting a cash rent, then it's then they're not going to be engaged in making that determination.
Up next, we have Jerry Hagstrom with the Hagstrom Report.
Good afternoon. I'd also like to ask a question about this, the role of the landlord here. There's a lot of farmland that is owned by very elderly people. Are they going to have to go down to the FSA office to do this reallocation, or how will that be handled?
Jerry, I don't know whether there's an online opportunity here, but they don't have to do this. They don't have to reallocate. They don't have to adjust the yields. But they may want to because they may find that that it may impact and affect the payments under the various scenarios and various program options that they have. In the hypothetical that you've proposed, or in the reality of that, there are, you know, widows who older folks who own this land. My guess is they probably have a tenant who's pretty keen in on all of this, and probably will get some conversation going with their tenant to see how they might be best able to help the tenant, who in turn will be in a better position to support a cash rent that they need and that they want. So I would hope that this would be a collaborative process, but the way the rules are structured, it's the owner's election on reallocation of base acres and yield, and it's the producer's election on whether it's ARC and which type of ARC and whether or PLC.
Up next, we have Jackie Fotka with Feedstuff. Jackie.
Good afternoon. I understand there was some training with FSA staff maybe last week. Have they seen the actual final regulations to implement ARC, and do you expect to actually release those soon? Obviously, that probably had to be plugged in to get the web-based tools, but I was just curious what
Jack,
kind of timeline you see.
Yeah, I let me check on the status of the regulation in terms of it, whether it's been finalized, but the training that was done, it was on the regulation, so I'm getting the indication from my staff that that's been finalized. So they have seen the final reg, and they have many of them have probably worked with this online tool as well.
Our next call comes from Matt Kay with the Burns Bureau, followed by Ron Hayes with Oklahoma Farm Report.
Yes, Mr. Secretary, thank you for taking my call. Can you talk a little bit more about flexibility? Which options allow mix and match selections, and which don't? And
let me stop you on the first question. The one thing I don't want to do today is to get into great detail, because I don't want to misrepresent the nature of these programs. But what I will tell you is that folks have different FSA farm numbers. And based on that, they can make different decisions from farm to farm. In other words, it's not if they have multiple farms and they decide that they're going to do PLC on the first farm, that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to do PLC on every other farm. It's a farm-by-farm decision, and it's a crop-by-crop decision That's why it's complex. That's why we put this online model together so that they can mix and match and take a look at whether or not they ought to be reallocating their base acres and what impact that might have. That's why this is going to take a little time for people to sort of reflect on.
And the SEO is not available till next year. Would there be any flexibility for farmers to change their decision once they have all the information?
There will be for the wheat producers. They've already started making elections for the spring crop, so they will have until December 15th to change their mind if they ultimately decide that ARC is better than PLC. They may have already indicated that they're going to sign up for SCO, so they'll be able to change by December 15th. We don't anticipate and expect that that's going to be a situation for anyone else. Though they will have already had a good understanding of what election they're going to make before they actually have to decide about SCO.
Mr. Secretary, up next we have Ron Haynes with the Oklahoma Farm Report. Ron.
Good afternoon, Mr. Secretary. Thank you for this teleconference. And two questions really kind of fold together, but just to clarify, this is going to happen effective for the 2014 crop. In other words, the crop
Correct.
That we're harvesting now, are we harvested back in June for wheat? And then secondly, have you given any thought as far as an end date, in other words, the deadline for
right.
sign up? I know a lot of our producers, they love to wait till the last minute. How
right.
long are they going to have to mull over all of these decisions?
Well, first of all, you're correct as far as the 2014 crop is concerned, but payments obviously will be made in October of 2015. So it does cover this year, but the payments will be made in October. In terms of, we don't have a definitive end date. I think we're going to play this by ear for a little bit to see, you know, what crops up in terms of issues with technology, what crops up in terms of questions that folks have or things that we may not have anticipated that we should have. Obviously, we'll be going into 2015, so we're talking about October, November, December, and probably the first several months of 2015 as well. So there's going to be plenty of time for folks to go to the meetings, to sit down with their farm manager, with their lender, with their crop insurance agent, to fiddle with the numbers themselves, to go to the meetings that Extension may have or an FSA officer may provide some assistance. So they're going to be, I think, obviously there's going to be a lot of conversation and discussion, and that's why we think we'll give folks plenty of time to really get a sense of what's best for them. There's no one answer here. It's not like farmers who have corn and soybeans should do X, and farmers who are growing peanuts should do Y. This is very much an individual farmer by farmer and farm by farm and crop by crop decision.
We have time for one last call as we get ready to wrap up. Sarah Wyant with AgriPulse. Sarah.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And just to elaborate a little bit more on what Ron had asked you, given the complexities that you've outlined and given the fact that expected prices will likely play a role in what kinds of decisions farmers want to make, is there any reason in your mind that they shouldn't all wait until almost near the end of sign-up in order to make this election?
Well, I guess I'd answer it this way, Sarah. I think they ought to wait until they're very confident in their decision. If there's hesitancy, then obviously they should wait. If they feel that they don't have enough information, they should seek that information. But that's why I don't anticipate a lot of folks making quick decisions about this. And I would say that unless they're very, very confident about that quick decision, it may be wise for them to really think about this, attend these meetings, read up on it, take the advantage of the online program, play with different scenarios that they think are realistic and reasonable. We have invested $6 million in the educational materials and online materials for a reason, which is to give people a way of relatively easily taking a look at the variety of options they have and trying to make the best decision, because this is a one-time decision. It's not like they can make a decision and change it. Once they make a decision, they're they're pretty much stuck with it. So we want to make sure that they have time, that they have information, that they have the opportunity to visit with folks that they rely on and trust. And I think we are giving them sufficient time. I think that we've done, a pretty good job of instituting, implementing this farm bill in a relatively thoughtful way. We're still less than 9 months from the signing of the bill, and we've got the basics of all the major programs out. So I think our team's done a pretty good job, and hopefully we've given them enough time to make an important decision.
Before we close out, Mr. Secretary, once again, the new tools that are available, what's that website for people to access?
Folks, the easiest one to remember is USDA.gov, and they can sort of navigate their way through the general web page. But the specific website is fsa.usda.gov, /ARC-PLC. That'll get them specifically to the tool.
And with that, Mr. Secretary, thank you, and thank you, everyone, for being on this call, and that concludes for now.